ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3.
Mondays and Fridays, we're honored and blessed to have Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka together today. They are in Naples where they watch the Super Bowl together. Johnny, you there?
DBJ, oh man, the hospitality here is unbelievable. I'll tell you,
Mike,
Diana made a great meal for us.
How are you, Coach?
I'm doing good. Everything's great.
Well, we want to talk Super Bowl. I want to bring in our special guest here this morning, retired Lieutenant Colonel, former Congressman Alan West, who's coming to town this Saturday in Champaign. You want to hear him? 355-3175. We'll go to ChampaignCountyRepublicans.org. Congressman, how are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie, and it's a real pleasure to be on with you and Johnny and definitely Coach Ditka.
Well, we like you, Alan.
We think
you're one of the good guys, Johnny.
Well, Colonel, it's great to have you, and I'll tell you, we've always supported, what you say, and I got to tell you, I was talking to Stevie, my concern going forward is, I think you probably won that election, Colonel, and what are we going to do about this early voting and what I think is some pretty massive voting fraud, in all honesty?
Well, you know, if you go back and really think about what the Constitution intended, you know, there was talk about having a national holiday for the Super Bowl. I think we should have a national holiday for Election Day. And that way you open up the polls early at 6 in the morning, you close them at 6 or 7 at night. There's no shenanigans going on. And if you can't be there on Election Day, then guess what? Then you do the absentee ballot. But when we have these different and varying regulations for early voting, I think that's where you have a lot of problems.
Coach, what do you think about that? Should we have one day, make it a national holiday, not have all this open voting?
Well, I really don't know what to do about that, but I just want to thank the Colonel for his stance and his mindset. He's a great American, and we need more of him. And you can fix anything. In life, you get what you tolerate, and evidently, our system is being tolerated, even though it's broken. So people keep, it's never going to. I'm from Chicago. There's a little voter fraud in Chicago, believe me.
Well, I thank you so much for those words, Coach.
Well, we need the toughness and the candidness of Mike Ditka. Mike, you know, Alan, he says what people think but are afraid to say. And I think you do a lot of the same thing. You're not afraid to speak what you think.
Well, no, and I think when you look at Coach Ditka and the way that my mother and father raised me, that's kind of the old school way, and that's really what helped this country to grow and be what it is. And I think that's what helps men and women to grow and be stand-up kind of individuals for this country.
Well, what's happened with the foundation of this country? Where did we take a misstep? Why is it so divided? Why is it so cantankerous? I mean, right now, Washington doesn't work, Alan. What do we do?
Well, you know, it's a republic, and I think that the American people are going to have to understand that the most important thing is them as individuals taking an interest and really becoming more politically literate and becoming more understanding of the principles and values that make this country great. When you look at our education system, I think that we have to do better in our education system. It's failing. I think you have the breakdown of the family unit, which is another contributing factor. So it's kind of, I'm sure Coach Ditka will agree with this. There are two things, fundamentals with football, and it's blocking and tackling. And I think there are fundamentals that we have to get back to for this country to be able to grow and prosper. And number one, that's individual industrialism. That's a federal government that understands its constitutional roles and responsibilities and operates within it. That's a strong free market system and also a strong national defense. And then the best days of this country are ahead.
Alan, it's common sense stuff. You're talking foundational stuff here that somehow seems odd and right-wingish. I don't get all that.
Well, and Colonel mentioned the republic, and that means a representative of the people. If the power is going to be in the people need to keep it. You can't acknowledge a supreme being that's going to take care of you, or you're going to be the inferior being. And I think that's what's made America great, is that we're all created equal. That's a concept, and we need to stick with it. And I think that's what my support for Colonel West has been. based on is he believes that. And we need to get people to understand how important that is.
Well, you know, but the thing is, guys, I'm not even sure we even teach that in our schools anymore about the greatness of this country. We diminish how great we are as a country. We are the leader in the world, and sometimes people in this country are embarrassed when people say that. You should never be embarrassed because we're forefront at everything. But yet, our schools and our politicians teach us, well, we're not that anymore. We're not this. We have to take care of this and this and this and this. You know, and we can't be the whole world's keeper, but throughout history, we have been.
Yeah, I think Coach Dicker brings up a great point in that, you know, last night we saw the Super Bowl, and everyone is cheering for the champion. Everyone is cheering for, you know, the team that will be number one in the NFL and number one in college football, college basketball. But yet it seems that we don't want a country that wants to be number one. We want a country that is somewhat mediocre, and that's not who we are. We are an exceptional nation. We are made up of exceptional people, and we have to get back to having that sense of pride.
Right.
And ourselves. And again, we have to teach that in our schools because this whole revisionist history is, hurting our children, hurting the next generation, and it's going to cause us not to pass on a great nation. Look at the debt, look at the deficits that we're running, look at what we're doing to our small businesses and people that, you know, the American entrepreneur is what we should be celebrating. You know, last night, my favorite Super Bowl commercial was the one where Paul Harvey's voice was being used and talking about, you know, a God made the farmer. I mean, that was so America, and that was my favorite commercial.
That was mine, too. Yeah. I said, that's my favorite commercial right there.
Yeah.
And by the way, in 19-something or other, Mike will have to tell me, he did one on Mike Dicker retiring. We're going to have to hear that
one. Is that right? I didn't know that. Paul Harvey.
I didn't either. We got to find that. That'll be great. But the one that Colonel West referred to with God Made the Farmer was a tribute to America, to what I vision
of
America.
It is absolutely fantastic, and it does speak to what we are. And, Mike, that's what we are. It just, you know, when you hear a guy like Congressman Alan West speak like this, this is what also elections are for, to vote for the guy that talks like you talk. And man, can I vote for you, Alan? How do I do that?
Well, you know, you go back to the commercial, and I thought it was phenomenal, really. Paul Harvey's a special person, but his voice resonates. I mean, it's powerful. But what he said about the farmer, he could have said about the steel worker, the construction worker, the auto worker. You know, there's a lot of ways he could have been said, but the farmer is kind of the foundation, you know, that it runs through everything in our society. You know, we eat, you know, we drink the milk. I mean, you know, he's so important to what our lives are all about. We just take him all for granted, I think.
Yeah, and the farmer is the first environmentalist. I mean, you're right, Coach. When you think about what the farmer does with the land and what he produces and the hours he puts in, That really is indicative of what I call, like I said, the individual industrialism. And, you know, the one part of that commercial that really was so touching was when they showed the hands of one of those farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just powerful.
A guy had beat up hands, beat up nails. I mean, that's a working man's hand there. That was amazing. Retired Lieutenant Colonel, former Congressman Alan West joins us, special guest this morning with Brother Johnny, Hall of Famer Mike Ditka, ESPN 93.5. 95.3. You want to hear Alan West speak? He'll be at the Champaign County Republicans lunch coming up this Saturday. Number to call, 355-3175, or go to champaignCountyRepublicans.org. We'll talk about a couple other items here in just a second. Alan, were you surprised at how you got pounded for being a military guy, an African-American conservative? Man, you got pounded.
No, I'm not surprised because we have an old adage we use in the military, and I'm sure Coach Dicker will laugh at this. It says you only take flak if you're over the target. So obviously the things that I represent and stand for are, it should be something that, you know, everyone would celebrate. You know, coming out of the inner city of Atlanta, Georgia, same neighborhood as Dr. King. You know, I'm the third of four generations of military men in my family. My father was in World War II, my older brother in Vietnam. You know, I did 22 years myself, and now my nephew is serving as a young captain, already two tours of duty in Afghanistan. But, you know, just the same as that commercial with the farmer, I think that there are some images that some people don't want in this country. And to have a, you know, a strong Black American conservative that comes from a family with, you know, good, strong conservative principles and values. I've been married for 23 years, two wonderful daughters, a wife with an MBA and a PhD. That's pretty threatening to some people. And when you think about Black History Month, which is what February is, and look at the high unemployment in the Black community, look at the dropout rate, look at the pregnancy rate, we got some serious problems in the Black community that you would think someone would want to celebrate, you know, a person like myself and what I represent. But obviously that's not what the other side wanted.
Well, too, Congressman, I think you're particularly horrifying threat because the Democrats have basically commandeered the Black vote. They're getting 90 and 95%.
Mm-hmm.
And you have got to be taken care of politically because that's a threat to really the secret to their success, in all honesty. Because mathematically, that kind of constituency with that kind of percentage is really an edge. And I think that was another reason that you were such a target. But let me ask you this. Are we going to go back at them? Are we going to run again?
Well, you know, I put nothing off the table. But right now I'm working with PJ Media, and we're going to start this Internet TV show. We already have some preview videos up called Next Generation Today. If you go to www.nextgeneration.tv, you can see exactly what I'm doing. And actually, a bigger door has opened up. Who would have ever thought that I'd get the chance to talk to Coach Mike Ditka and you and Stevie, which is exactly what's happening right now. And so I get the opportunity to travel across the country to speak and, you know, get this message out. So, you know, I may have lost a congressional race, but I'm not defeated. And we'll see what happens, you know, 2016 and beyond. But right now I want to get this project up and running because if we don't change some things in this country, then, you know, maybe they won't be Super Bowls in the future.
Mike, what do you think? I mean, would a West Ditka presidential ticket work? Or?
Oh, no. We'll get him a better partner than that. I'm way too old for this stuff. But, I so much respect Colonel and what he's saying and his ideology. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people just don't have open ears to that anymore. We were watching Fox here this morning and Fox and Friends, and I was laughing because Brian tried to interview Alex Baldwin. I don't know why the hell he'd want to interview Alex Baldwin, but, you know, he wanted to, and he got brushed off, and I was kind of laughing about it because, I have no use for Alex Baldwin, but that's just me. I guess I'm old school.
Well, I'll tell you, and it's an amazing propaganda, I guess, technique, I think, when I heard our senator from Louisiana, Mary Landrieu, saying that the spending is not out of control, despite what Fox News says, as if Fox News, Congressman, Fox News is not spending $4 trillion out of the $2 trillion we're giving Congress. That is out of control by my way of figuring math.
Yeah, you know, it is truly amazing that you have some individuals up in Washington, D.C. that live in, I guess, a self-imposed la-la land, because you look at the numbers are just staggering when, you know, our economy is contracting, but yet people say don't worry about it. The unemployment rate continues to tick up, and it's, you know, truly closer to 14%. 8.9 million more Americans that have dropped off of the out of the workforce, and our small businesses are suffering. The tax burden is increasing, but everything's supposed to be fine. But you can, when you go out and talk to people, you get that sensing that it is not going well. We cannot continue down the path of, you know, government spending the hard-earned monies of American taxpayers. We got to get that money and that capital back out there so that we can grow this economy. You know, we got to do something about our energy independence, and I'm very concerned about our national security. So there are some very pressing issues. We've got too big of a federal government, which is the antithesis of who we are as a constitutional republic.
I don't know what he's saying, Johnny and Mike, that I don't agree with. I mean, does that make me a right winger, a Tea Party madman? I mean,
it makes you a good American.
What the heck?
It makes you a good American. That's what it makes you. I mean, the rational thinking of people right now doesn't fit into the mold that the colonel's talking about. I mean, you know,
I say this, you know, unfortunately, this is a big country. There's a lot of people here, and I don't want to use percentages, but you don't, so many people, I don't know if they're frustrated or really just don't give a darn because they don't think they can make a difference. And when you have a country like that, then nobody will ever make a difference because we can't change the wrongs. And there's a lot of wrongs right now. And he said it on both sides in Washington. There's a lot of wrongs right now until we can get together, work this out, understand the only thing that matters to me is America. I heard all this crap about country first. It's not about country first. It's about party first. And that's wrong. You know, you can have whatever ideology you want to have. But America is something special. And the moment we quit believing that and thinking that, it'll cease to be that.
Well, I think as long as we've got people like Congressman West, we've got hope. And we're behind you, too. Whatever you're going to do, Stevie and Mike and I will be keeping track.
No. Whatever you want to do, I'll get in your corner if I can help in any way. I mean, some people listen to me, some don't. But I can't make a little sense of time.
Hey, the good Americans listen to you, Mike, huh? Come on.
I think so.
It's a common sense party. It's a brand new party called the Common Sense Party. We put Alan at the top of the ticket. There you go. Come on. It's crazy.
Well, I thank you a lot.
Well, it's just refreshing. And again, it's confusing at times because, you know, you hear and you see all the stuff out there and you're going, is this really mainstream? Is this really the right direction? And I still think that what we see presented by all of our media is not the majority.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. There is a fifth column out there in the media that is taking us down a very bad direction. And I can't understand why they're doing it. Because, again, I go back to the football analogy that, you know, victories come from blocking and tackling, good fundamental principles in football, the basics. And so we've got to get back to the basics of, you know, what made this country great. And, you know, it is on both sides. I mean, you have a political elite class that is growing. We need to have term limits because our founding fathers never meant for people to go to Washington, D.C. and stay there forever. So, you know, there's a lot of things we have to get done. And then we'll start scoring touchdowns again.
That makes a lot of sense.
I don't know.
It's so true.
It's crazy.
The thing is so, so true.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It has to come about because you're right. You don't go there 40 years ago and stay there for 40 years and absolutely do nothing but get rich. That's silly.
Well, and what's interesting, too, Congressman mentioned the political elite. It's a growing powerhouse, and Washington is becoming quite the city of luxury, money, and privilege. And it's a different, it's like Versailles as opposed to America, almost.
Yeah.
All right.
Business is good.
Final couple minutes. Congressman Alan West, our special guest, Brother Johnny Mike Ditka. Again, if you want to see Congressman West speak, whoo! It's going to be awesome this Saturday, 355-3175, or go to ChampaignCountyRepublicans.org. Super Bowl, Mike, what a game.
Yeah, I was a little surprised at the amount of scoring, but, I mean, it was a great game. And, you know, it's tough when you're coaching against your brother. I said the highs in life are very seldom as high as the lows are low. And I think that, you know, Jim feels pretty bad, and, of course, John feels pretty good. But I thought it was a great game for the most part. You know, there were some calls that were missed, but that's going to happen. You know, you can't dwell on one call or this or that, or people are saying, well, I disagree with the way the play selection. Come on. I mean, my God, you know, Jim Harbaugh knows what he's doing, and so does John. And I thought it was good for the sport. I really did. It was good. They put on quite an extravaganza. And, you know, being in New Orleans for the week, it's truly amazing. It is a great city of great people who really – they embrace this thing. I mean, they do it better than anybody else.
Yeah.
Well, Stevie, I thought the Ravens came out of the blocks, you know, and really kind of had a great first half and were able to hang on. And, of course, San Francisco did come back. Maybe it's because the lights went out.
Yep.
Now, there's a theory that Beyonce sucked way too much power with her halftime support to that program with all the lights. But I don't exactly know what happened, but our lights went out.
Congressman, did you have anything in this game? Are you just interested just because it was a Super Bowl, or did you root for anybody?
Well, I was hoping for a really good game. I believe that we're going to have to start toning down these halftime shows. I believe that overwhelmed the power grid there at the Superdome.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, I mean, we got to look at that. But you saw three different football games last night. You saw the Ravens come out very strong. I think Coach Dickin would agree with me. If I were John Harbaugh, I would have taken the Ravens off the field. Because the longer they sit there and they see that score 28-6, the more the horse starts to see the barn. And I think that the 49ers saw that same score and they got a little bit hungrier. But the Ravens in the end got their sea legs back under them and made that incredible goal line stand down there for four downs, and that was the difference in the game.
Well, and I wasn't surprised it came down basically the last play because. They're two good football teams right there.
Yeah, really was some entertaining game. The commercial's good. Again, I'm going to play, when you guys are off here in the next half hour, I'll play the Paul Harvey Farmer thing because it was so compelling, so real, so Alan West. Is it true, Alan, that you have the same flexibility as Beyonce?
I will never say that on air.
You look like you're in good shape. Heck of a lieutenant colonel. Heck yeah. I tell you
well,
what.
Well, I am in good shape. I'm about to head out for a little 6-mile run.
Oh,
so.
Man.
Whoa.
Johnny, man. I don't know if we can keep up with that.
I've been running. Yeah. I don't know about 6 miles.
Whoa, that's pretty good distance. Well, listen, finally, Phil Mickelson was playing like Mike Ditka over the weekend in Phoenix.
You know, I say this again. I said it last week, and I'll say it again. When Tiger Woods wins and when Phil Mickelson wins, it's good for golf. I mean, I think people say Tiger wins, I just think it more people get excited about that. And when Phil wins, these are two of the greatest golfers that ever played the game. It's no different than when Nicklaus and Palmer or some of those other guys won. It's terrific.
Well, yeah, Steve, Mike's going to teach me a couple of his moves out there this morning.
Oh,
so.
Man, you're going golfing in Naples?
Look, it's in the hospitality school. We may just stay on.
That's all right with me. I mean, listen, it was a pretty good trip down for me on that big Falcon 52. I like that
awesome.
A lot.
Yeah.
Well, we enjoyed having him in New Orleans the week of the Super Bowl, and we're sure happy in Champaign that Colonel West is there.
Well, it's going to be great. And I tell you, Alan, I mean, I liked you before. I like even more. I mean, you're just speaking common sense, good American values, basic things that made us great. Can we go back to it is the question. And guys like you out there promoting this is a good thing in my mind, Alan.
Well, I tell you, all America needs is a good, strong coach like a Mike Ditka up there that, you know, takes us through the right drills and once again gets us blocking and tackling. And I can't tell you how much of an honor it's been to be on with
you. Get him going at that talk and just tell him we need a swift kick in the butt, right, what we need right now.
You got it.
And redirected in the right direction and we'll be all right.
Guys, I really appreciate it. Colonel, hold on the line for me if you would. Retired Lieutenant Colonel, former Congressman Alan West. Johnny, listen, hit him straight and see if you can keep up with Mike in that great game.
Well, we're going to give it a
funny.
Shot, Stevie.
You guys are getting funny now, I tell you. All
right, thanks so Steve. Much. Have a great day in Naples. It's a great pleasure and honor. Hope you enjoyed our visit. Extended stay, retired Lieutenant Colonel, former Congressman Alan West. If you want to know what Stevie J believes, I mean, that's it.
That was awesome.
Everything he said, the core value of hard work, the commercial I'm going to play about the farmer, that's America.
Mm-hmm.
About hanging in there and persevering and believing and having a family of faith and having a school that works. Those are all good things. All right, we'll be right back. Fox News ahead, ESPN Radio, 93.5, 95.3.